Adam Weinstein. He's the CEO of Thrive Fantasy. You can find them on Twitter at Thrive Fantasy. That's T-H-R-I-V-E Fantasy. But really where you want to go is thrivefantasy.com. So first of all, Adam, thanks for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm excited to talk about this.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, no problem. So I'd like to get a sense from you first of what your background is related to fantasy. Were you a DFS player? Were you a longtime sports bettor? And what sort of what was the genesis of this idea for you to get into it?
Sure. Yeah, so I was one of the early adopters on FanDuel and DraftKings. I got absolutely crushed, so I thought there was a better way. But, yeah, I've been gambling. I was playing poker since I was 16, 17 years old, back in the Full Tilt and PokerStars days. So I've been around the space for quite some time now. But, yeah, I love daily fantasy sports. I played back in the day, and I didn't want to get killed every time that I played against these sharks. So I thought that creating Thrive Fantasy could be something that people really would enjoy.
Hey, Adam, this is Dane Martinez. We spoke a little bit last week. Here's my question. Tell people exactly what this format is. To me, it's almost as if, like, prop bets and FanDuel had a baby, it would be Thrive Fantasy. You're, in essence, kind of like making a DFS roster-ish, but it's not players. It's just your side of specific prop bets that are laid out, right? Tell the people out here what the format of Thrive Fantasy is.
Exactly, yeah. So instead of drafting a lineup like you would, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, we changed the concept in which we give users a list of 20 binary propositions. So for tonight, we have a big Eagles-Giants matchup. It's Carson Wentz over under 270 passing yards, or Saquon Barkley over under 90 rushing yards. So really easy over-unders in which we give you a list of 20, and you have to pick 10 out of those 20. The less probable a prop is to occur, the more points you get. So wherein lies the game theory. So if you want to take some flyers that can get you a big upside, go for it. If you want to be more conservative and pick the props that you think are more likely to hit, you can do that as well. So really easy, really fun, and it's much more of a pick-em-and-play type of mentality as opposed to having to research every player on every team, which could take hours upon hours.
Do you have tournaments, contests that are multi-entry? Is this limited to single entry? Just trying to get a sense of how people can expect to play and enter some of these contests.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have the same types of concepts and contests as the big guys, but we obviously don't have the same guaranteed prize pools. So our biggest prize pools on Sundays are normally around $3,000 to $4,000 with a $20 entry, and the max amount of multi-entries is about 10 to 12 based on a certain couple factors. But you'll never see a guy entering 165 lineup or 200 lineup. That's not something that is going to be very prevalent on our site.
Okay, so talk to me about this. You know, in DFS, you know, I know kind of the score I need to get to in order to have a good chance to cash, right? So when you're talking about you're picking out of 10, right? You're picking out of 10. I wonder, like, how do we differentiate ourselves if I get, you know, when I think about it in Vegas, right, the best handicappers get it right, what, like 55, 57% of the time? So if I go 6 of 10 in my props, if I go 7 of 10 in my props, am I cashing at Thrive?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so I'll just revert back to FanDuel and DraftKings. If you have one dud who doesn't show up on any given Sunday, you are going to have a really tough time cashing, specifically if you spent a good amount of money on that guy. On ours, we see people who've gotten 3 wrong, so as you alluded to, 7 out of 10, they're cashing at an over 70% success rate. So you don't have to be extraordinarily accurate on our site to have a chance at cashing. On the other sites, you need to be pretty much perfect down the line. That's not the case at all on Thrive.
So again, we're with Adam Weinstein, he's CEO of Thrive Fantasy. You can find it. You can find the website at thrivefantasy.com, but also you have an app, correct? Downloadable on iOS and Android.
That's right.
Okay, so, so give me a sense from you as a fan, from a fan perspective. We'll get back into games tonight, but in one of the games tonight, Eagles Giants. I don't know if you're a fan of either team or who your NFL team is.
I'm a massive Giants fan, so this is the season. This is the season,
yeah,
right here tonight.
Is. Okay, so cool. So we got some games that we got this game tonight. I want to give people a sense. Like I'll dive into this game in particular. I clicked on the first contest that came up. Let me see. It is a payout of the prize pool is $1,500. Entry fee $25. So, like you said, many of the pools will probably reflect that. You'll have some smaller prize pools as well. So I think very often people get intimidated that are inexperienced. They get intimidated by going to DraftKings and FanDuel because there's so much money and there's so many entrants. I just want to boil it down for people that this can be a lot smaller, a lot more manageable from an entry fee perspective and from a prize pool standpoint. So the way this comes in, you're picking 10 of the 20 players tonight. It starts out, you got Carson Wentz. The prop is 264.5 passing yards. So if you bet the over, which is the shorter odds, you get 90 points. And if you bet the under, which is less likely to happen, then you get 110 points. So you can play the odds a little bit, go for some longer shots, and boost your point total that way. But clearly there's some risk that comes with that, Adam.
Exactly, yeah, and everything is always out of 200. So if the over is 115, the under will always be 85. If the over is 70, the under will always be 130. So you don't have to stress too much on determining where the value is, because very easy to see what the over and unders are.
Let me ask you this, Adam. Like, take me in behind, like, kind of your, you know, the minds over at Thrive Fantasy. Like, how do you go about setting these props? You know, do you just take them from Westgate, or do you have your own internal team that are setting the props for your context, for your point system, that sort of thing? And then also, I would love to know, you know, when you do fantasy leagues or DFS, right, some may have you only pick 5 players, some maybe you pick 10, and those obviously create more differentiators so that we don't have ties and split pools, right? So how do you set the props? And also, how did you land on needing to pick 10 of an available 20 props as opposed to offering 30 and having people pick 10 or 5 out of 15, something like that? Tell me a little bit about the thinking behind there that goes into setting the props and why you landed on 10 out of 20. Who are making these decisions in Thrive? You guys got your own handicappers? How are you setting these?
Yeah, so unfortunately, obviously, as you guys probably know, Las Vegas comes out with player props an hour or a couple hours prior to each game. So we set the lines days in advance. So we do have our own in-house algorithm. It's based on several factors. But with that said, we've definitely gotten some lines very vastly off from what Vegas has said. So if you know what Vegas is putting out there for a projected prop and ours is off, take advantage. User versus user. So if you do that research, if you take that time to cross-reference what our props look like against what Vegas is setting, then by all means, have at it. In terms of the amount of props that you have to pick in our contest, we started out with picking 15 out of 25 in beta. A lot of our user feedback was like, this is a little too tedious. It's still something that's way easier than FanDuel and DraftKings in terms of the amount of time you need to engage in research. But 15 was a little heavy. As you alluded to, if you only picked 5, you'd have a ton of ties up top. A lot of the people would pick the same 5 props. So 10 out of 20 seems to be like a really nice sweet spot. It's not too hard. It's not too easy. So that's where we're sticking for now. With that said, in the future, we might have some rapid fire, pick 5 out of 10 or 3 out of 5 in the next half or the next quarter that's being played. But right now, we're really comfortable with 10 out of 20.
And they have no rake contest, too, so you can go head up against some people. I was watching a video last night of somebody walking through it, and you can do 3-player contests where only if you come in third would you not get paid out. Second place, you can get your money back. First place, you're basically making the profit off of the third guy that lost. So you're trying to get as many winners in there as possible and just soften the blow for people that have a rough week.
Yeah, exactly. So all of our contests, the top 20 to 25% of the bigger, the feature contests, they all get paid. And our rake is at 10% for the bigger heads ups. There's no rake, as you mentioned. But yeah, the last thing we want to do is take what we consider problems in DFS, whether it's rake or multi-entry or these sharks taking 90% of the prize pool. So we wanted to stray super clear about that and make opportunities. DFS is here to stay. We love it. We want people to engage. We want people to have great experiences, not just putting in a couple $100 and not coming close to winning any money. So check us out. We're fun. We're innovative. It's new, and it's something. It's DFS for prop bets. It's exciting.
All right, so last one from me, Adam. Tell the people over here, you know, we talked about how you can find Thrive. You got anything for us? Can we get any kind of promo code or something? Can you help us out? Can we get a free entry or something? I want to try out Thrive. How can I try out Thrive? Where do I go, and how can you help me get on the gravy train, Adam?
100%, yeah. So we're mostly engaged on Twitter. DM us. It's at Thrive Fantasy. It's one word. Hit us up. Say that I was on the show today. Say that you were listening on the FNTSY, and we'll throw in a $2 credit for you.
Nice.
We have a big $2 entry into Thursday Night Football tonight. So you can definitely check us out that way.
So again, that's Thrive Fantasy, Thrive. Find them on Twitter, Thrive Fantasy. Download the app on iOS, on Android, and go to thrivefantasy.com. So I'm going to give you one more before you go. I'm looking at the contest tonight. What is the top pick? You don't have to tell us your entire lineup that you're going to throw out there tonight, but what is your favorite prop tonight, over or under, any player? Who do you like?
Odell Beckham is going for $1.35 tonight.
Really?
You heard it here.
It's weird that
the
Giants fan.
We're attacking Jalen Mills, it sounds like, tonight.
135-2. It's going to him in number 26. Everybody else get out of the way.
Yeah, it's no Evan Ingram. You got a banged up Red Ellison. Sterling Shepard is punching benches and throwing benches. I wonder where he learned that.
I don't know. Who was his role model on that one? I don't know.
Well, I wish your Giants good luck, sort of. But I wish you even better luck with Thrive Fantasy. This is Adam Weinstein. Thanks for joining us today, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, Adam.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Okay, so again, go to thrivefantasy.com. You can find out a little bit more about it. It is a pretty cool and interesting way to play DFS. Yeah, it's a different concept. So for those who are like, it's just another DFS site, it really isn't. It's very different than anything you would ever play on FanDuel or DraftKings.